A Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and maybe to jump right in to today's thoughts, you know, there's something about smells. I don't know if, you know, some of us, I guess, would have a different sense of smell. Of course, probably the truth is that some have stronger sensibilities when it comes to their way of the aroma that's before them. And, you know, I think that there would probably be those that say that they were impacted, you know, after COVID, because, yeah, it's a whole nother thing that we went through that I never imagined it would be as life-changing as it was in so many ways. But one of the things I do remember is people saying, you know, the smell or taste of things was almost absent. And so, you know, I think back to that, and just the whole season there. But, you know, there's just a variety again of smells that are before us. And I think even in my own time, when, you know, especially in the summer, cut the grill on in the evening, you know, throw some steaks, you know, whatever, carnivore, of course, chicken. I've often stated that I'm not, I didn't get this big being a picky eater. So, but yeah, just the smells of cooking out and, you know, even when I was little, I remember a specific smell of how my grandma's house would smell. And then, you know, there's something that when you experience a certain smell, especially from people that you've known in your life that were very close to your heart, it just, your mind goes in a lot of different directions. And then, of course, for me, when I smell food, of course, cooking, it's very delightful. I don't know. I've said before too, you know, when I stand at the refrigerator and open the door and look in there and I say, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I know that's a whole nother direction that probably our minds are going, and my mind is going in a lot of different directions. But shout out to my wife, by the way. Last night, Miss Reagan cooked a delicious meal, chicken Alfredo. I don't know if any of you guys like chicken Alfredo. It's pretty tasty, especially my wife's chicken Alfredo. But yeah, it's just something that, a sensibility again that God has given us to be able to smell, you know, cologne, food, things that even don't smell that good at all, which I know we could probably all of us share a bunch of things that we would rather not smell. I remember my son Clay, when he was little, we went to a bait shop at the beach, and we walked in there, and, you know, a bait shop is a bait shop, so it's not somewhere that you want to, like, try to experiment with, like, a, you know, deodorizer. Bait, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? A bait shop deodorizer. It'd probably, like, get everybody out of your house that maybe were visiting that you wouldn't want to be there. Did I just say that? And I talked about family the other day. I kid. You know, and so Clay was sitting there, and he walks in with me, and we're going in to get some bait because, you know, there's something about a fishing pole. And we walk in, and Clay's like, I have to breathe through my mouth. And I was just like, what? He's like, I have to breathe through my mouth. He's like, it stinks in here. And so, you know, you would say there are some smells that are very refreshing, and there are some smells that are not so good. But I think for the reference point of where I'm going with this is that Paul speaks to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And this is what the Word of God says, verse 14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. You feel like a winner, you know? Sometimes I think we feel like losers. But triumph in Christ. In Christ. Be triumphant, I guess we'll say. We'll put our Superman cape on today, right? Triumphant in Christ, and manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, an aroma from death to death, to the other, an aroma from life to life. And who is adequate for these things? For we are not like many, peddling the word of God, but as from sincerity. But as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God. Paul describes an aroma. We would say that our lives do depict either a stench or a sweetness. Now, I'm sure your mind's probably racing in a lot of different directions of, we often say that maybe, man, I can think of someone who would be very in mind, or not in mind, but someone who would need this dearly to hear what the Bible says about our aroma and our, again, interaction and demeanor with people. And however that is that we live our lives, you know, I wonder a lot of times, what is it that people say about us after, you know, they don't have any more interaction with us? What is it that, you know, what is it that they remember about us? I mean, I know nowadays with, you know, social media, I say FaceSpace and all the other things, X is not Twitter anymore. You know, we can stay connected even though we're separated by miles and miles, which, you know, I know the benefits of that, but then just like anything else, there's pros and cons. But, you know, what is it that people, what is it that they smell about you? What's your smell? We'll use that t-shirt logo today. What's your smell? You know, I think that it's important that if we say that we've trusted Christ and He is our Savior, and we follow Him, is what the Scriptures call us, just as He called His disciples. And if we walk in the way that He desires for us to follow Him. And now, granted, I would say this as well. We know that there will be mistakes, but are they intentional? Or are they, you know, actual mistakes that we made? And we look back, and of course, we try not to make those mistakes again. And I would come to some place in my life if I say that, you know, I'm striving, literally. It would be a a good picture of me like on a treadmill. You know, I probably wouldn't be running very long, but I would try, right? Yeah. Just put that mental picture in there for a moment. And so, you know, I would say for those who again follow Christ, we look at what is it that people smell about us, and what's the afterthought? Does it linger? You know, and I think it presses in the representation of our attitude, our our words that we speak to one another, and what Paul is saying in verse 15, especially when he says, "For we are a fragrance of Christ." We are a fragrance of Christ. And so when we really start to consider that statement, you know, you best wash up. I mean, we take showers and we have colognes and creams and lotions and all these things that we apply in a variety, again, of those body features that we can help ourselves to smell good. But this is a different way. This is again, a inner working, heart transformation that from the inside out, and it's contagious. You know, it's in a way, I've said this in the past before. It's like walking into a city downtown, and it's lunchtime, and you know it's lunchtime because you smell everything, right? The food from the Mexican restaurants to the barbecue. I mean, there's just again, the nose can go crazy and overload crazy. And so I'm not thinking that like we're not in a way that's a fragrance that's overpowering, or a fragrance that's like, you know, just awful to be around. But there's somewhat, again, an attraction there. I would say that's the way in which Christ demonstrated his life while he was on this earth. I mean, there was, of course, there were those that rejected him because of their blindness to the truth. But then there were those that were receptive to the aroma of his own life, and how that basically came over them in such a way that, man, it smelled good, you know? So do you smell good this morning? I'm not talking about the, you know, aftershave or, again, deodorants. What's the smell of your life? What's the aroma that you leave behind when people aren't around you? And I know we could say, well, it doesn't matter what people say about me, but if you say that you're a follower of Christ and you represent him, then the aroma should be sweet. Now, again, just for the record, I've probably not left some good aromas. I often, again, and I say this repeatedly about experience and the way that I have demonstrated some things. I don't often do well when it comes to driving. I've said this in my class before. You know, I'm very aggressive, as Reagan says, when I drive. And, you know, yeah, so you pray for me on that. I think it's just that aspect of, you know, I worked in HVAC for years and had to do a lot of driving. Of course, you have to be kind of in and out with some of the city driving. But anyway, and I think about how, you know, in those moments where I want to give into that temptation, that I should remember that aroma. How is it that I leave that smell of either burnt rubber or no smell at all? And I think it's something for us to remember as we walk daily. I think it's important for us to go back to those words In verse 17, again, Paul says, "For we are not like many peddling the word of God, but as from sincerity, but as from God, we speak in Christ in the sight of God." You know, knowing that God hears everything that we say or do. And we know that the Lord, in his mercy, has been gracious and kind to us in so many ways. So why would we not demonstrate that back to others? How do you smell today? A boundless reservoir. My name's Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.